This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Hour four of the Nation. It's time for the edition of Football's Finest that hits every night at 5 o'clock here on your home of the Cowboys. And usually it's Eric Chiafalo. He's out today. Will rejoin us tomorrow for a live broadcast at Cold Beer and Cheeseburgers in Euless. Looking forward to seeing everybody out there. In the meantime, here's Wolchuk with your Football's Finest.
Yeah, and on Friday, I want to encourage everybody, come on out 9 a.m. We're going to be partying in Arlington for a grand opening of their new Dave & Buster's location. So come on out 9 to 11. We'll be out there at the new Dave & Buster's grand opening in Arlington. If you need to, get off work. All right, this is going to be a
Will you write us a note?
I'll write you a note. I'll write you a note, and I'll sign it and everything.
Yeah.
And that'll probably work.
It'll probably work.
I'd probably say. End up working. I think your boss will end up accepting it.
Yeah.
So we've heard a lot of mixed stuff when it comes to Shedeur Sanders coming out of the combine. Some think he's still going to go in the top 10. Some think he's going to fall out of the top 10. But yesterday, Gavin, you brought up, like, all right, if you're the Cowboys at 12, do you consider that? I don't think they would. But I did get to thinking. Couldn't fall asleep last night. And that question was resonating.
Be exciting, wouldn't it?
I don't know that there's a quarterback that would be better suited for all of the drama and outside noise that comes with the territory of being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys than Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like he's been like raised for that in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
You grow up the son of Deion Sanders, you end up going with him to Colorado, all the expectations, all the pressure, and quite frankly, say what you want, maybe you don't like Shedeur, maybe you don't like the way he plays, you don't think he's a first-round quarterback, some teams might not. But to handle, it takes kind of a special person, which is why I admire Dak so much for being thrown in there and how he's handled this. But it's different, right? We've talked about that with being the head coach and all you've got to juggle. And maybe Mike McCarthy didn't really like it once he had to figure out really, okay, this is what it is being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. All the outside nonsense. But Shedeur, I mean, he's lived with this his entire life. The moment ain't going to be too big for him. I mean, when you're checking off boxes, hey, we can question and nitpick him as a player. But the personality, I think he could handle that role and maybe better than anybody else.
I mean, Dak has been amazing at it, you know, better than Tony. Maybe the best we've seen totally handle it is Troy Aikman, you know. But I'm with you on that. You know, I think he's made for the spotlight, and you need to have an incredible amount of confidence that I think, you know, Dak Prescott and most Cowboys have. You got to have a certain amount of resiliency to you that
right.
You're not going to let, you know, some of the negative parts of this drag you down.
How quickly you play him then if you draft him?
Maybe as quickly as year two. Like, if Dak gets hurt again this year, they're going to have that conversation.
So you're saying if Dak gets hurt again, then it's going to be like what happened with Romo,
exactly.
Right?
If he's great, yeah. That's how I would approach it. And after the first year, if it's time that we post June 1, Dak Prescott hit the ground running, and you know, maybe there's a trade that could be made to satisfy all parties involved. But yeah, you know, I think when you have the luxury of having a quarterback here that can give your guy time to develop, I still do think that's an ideal way of launching an NFL career instead of being just plunged into it. Especially because you wouldn't have a left tackle still. Well, that'll bring up for the 12th time today.
Gosh, all right. Just can you give Tyler Guyton a chance, dang it?
Nope.
Let the guy live a little bit. Just let him play, Gavin.
Hey, you know.
You're burying the poor kid.
I want him to replace Adoga as the swing tackle. That's probably his career upside. Swing tackle. Congratulations. You already made it.
So I can't interest you in an awesome Richards?
No. No, you could interest me in what allowed us to believe Dak could win the Super Bowl with this team, which was a great offensive line.
All right.
See, this
Will Campbell, come on down.
This is where you kind of, when you hindsight and you look back, and if you, in fact, you know, you moved on from McCarthy, you moved on from Dak, this guy would clearly be in play at 12, wouldn't he?
He absolutely would be.
I mean, you know, if you could. Could it have been a better situation for you if you'd let that thing ride?
No.
I mean, I think we all like Shador Sanders. I don't think we don't. But man, I mean, I'm kind of thinking about it is, I'll start over with Shoddy and I'll start over with a quarterback like this. You know, I think that's where to me, if I'm Jerry Jones, I look at this and Sanders is there at 12. I'm then looking at, like, who the hell talked me into signing Dak, if this is what we're talking about now? You know?
Yeah. That's the tough part about the way they manage things is they always want to remain competitive, but you're eventually going to find horrible situations, even if you're managing conservatively.
This would be a horrible situation.
Yeah.
It would, that if you could have moved on from McCarthy, you moved on from Dak, and now you're in a situation where you could have drafted potentially this guy?
Maybe it falls into your lap.
It makes sense to hang on to a Dak if you're going to treat it like your guy Sean Payton did with Drew Brees those last couple of years with the Saints, where they're throwing tons of money at it and trying to win another Super Bowl before the end. But they're going to keep Dak at 60 mil and then not really aggressively pursue a strong roster around him.
Now, I saw a CBS Sports free agency mock draft.
Just free agents?
Just free agents. They just mock drafted for free agents.
Do we have the 12th pick?
They actually moved down from 12 and are picking at 22.
Uh-oh.
Somehow in this.
So we traded with who's after Pittsburgh? I forgot.
Yeah, this doesn't make much sense.
Pittsburgh's at 21.
Because Tennessee somehow got 12. Like, it looks like maybe there were multiple moves here. I don't really understand this, how this ended up happening.
Dallas didn't end up with the first overall pick, did they?
No, they didn't. They didn't. The Patriots has actually moved up to number one in this. But the Cowboys are picking at 22 here. Somehow, some way. And it's actually got them signing Aaron Jones, the running back from Minnesota. Now, I'm bringing this up because we get these emails about, like, okay, updated team lines, like Jimmy Shapiro sends these to us. The favorites to land Aaron Jones right now, according to Vegas, is the Dallas Cowboys at 5-2. Is there something here that behind the scenes we don't know about?
Maybe that's why John Machota and others who have been at the combine, guys that were telling me the same thing, maybe they're not interested in Ashton Jeanty right off the
jump. I mean, maybe they're, you know, Rico's out there. I'm sure they'd like to bring Rico back, but maybe Aaron Jones' number is a little bit not quite as big as they thought.
Yeah.
You draft an Aaron Jones who's been a Cowboy killer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know last year we talked about, my gosh, would that be an interesting guy to bring in here after he just destroyed you in the playoffs? You sign an Aaron Jones and you still draft a back?
Yeah.
If you're not able to re-sign Rico, maybe Rico's market's now outpacing what Aaron Jones is out there.
I'd much rather have Aaron Jones than Rico. I mean, the track record, still 4.5 yards an attempt last year, 1,100 yards. The Aaron Jones thing is interesting. I mean, he's older, but he's not showing signs of slowing down. I think he's strong enough to keep going through the test of time.
Could fit really well into what Clayton Adams wants to do, running the football. That'd be interesting. I mean, I thought, man, okay, there we've got CBS Sports linking the Cowboys to Aaron Jones, then Vegas has them as the favorites to sign him in free agency. There's something up here.
Do you guys think they're okie-dokiness on this whole thing with Ashton Jeanty, that the word's coming out that they're not particular, they like the player, but they're not going to go that route.
I think it's one of those where if Gentry's there at 12, he's in play. I don't think any other runner is. I think that they've tried to kind of pivot since Zeke. Maybe Zeke was an outlier to their rule, right? Mm-hmm. I think Gentry would be an outlier to their rule. But I think they are, as an organization, probably trying to avoid spending big at running back unless there's a transcendent talent. Yeah. Gentry fills that box for me.
I wonder if you have a guy like Schottenheimer basically saying, this kid, if we're going to draft him, he better walk on water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're talking about Gentry. And I wonder really what he thinks about the player. I'm sure they're working on their team right now, and he's probably having to catch up on some college dudes. But I'm wonder what he really thinks about Gentry, because it sounds like to me that maybe the coaching staff might be the ones that are kind of like, well, we haven't seen the guy. Let's see, that kind of thing.
So, yeah.
I mean, if you want to be great next year, play ball control, hold on to the ball, set up Dak for play action. I think the only way to get there right now is with an absolute stud runner that's giving you yards over expectation. He's breaking tackles. He's mm-hmm. making guys miss. And I don't know, the chances of getting that at 12, you know, I would be much better than 44 or 76. So I think it comes down to, you know, how much you're going to run it next year. And going off of what Schottenheimer has said and Clayton Adams and Connor Riley's strengths, it would be, you know, the combination of your young offensive line being strong where it is and the ability to, you know, scheme this thing up that puts him in space, right? I think Saquon Barkley won the Super Bowl for the Eagles this year. He made them unbeatable. You don't have that line, but what if you could have a comparable runner? How much better would you be overall? I think it's significant.
Watch Gentry at Boise State. He didn't have a line. And that dude's making plays without blocking in front of him. Like, he's going to help Guyton. He's
him
going to help your offensive line.
Two that making people miss the most.
Yeah, they did. They did. And I mean, Gentry's special. If he's there at 12, I think it's hard to pass on him. But maybe they do sign an Aaron Jones if they bring back a Rico. And maybe they look at, hey, round three, could we grab a guy there? That could be a good compliment. Have you guys ever needed somebody to help you understand another person who is talking? That you're like, my gosh, I need a translator here.
Yes, I was just talking about this with Abby the other day, the difference of, you know, the English language and all the different accents, and sometimes you're like, I have no clue.
No
idea.
Can
somebody translate
said.
For me? I know we're talking the same language, but this is significantly different.
Well, I think Xavier Leggett of the Panthers is certainly one that we love listening to him speak, but sometimes you do struggle to understand him, and this wasn't just for us. It was people in the wide receiver room in Carolina as well. Here was Adam Thielen at the Super Bowl discussing this.
In receiver meetings, no one knows what he's saying except for me. So Coach Moore will literally ask him a question, Xavier will respond, and then Coach will immediately look to me like, what did he say? And I have to translate, and then everyone's like, why are you the one who's translating? It doesn't make any sense. But for some reason, I just understand what he's saying.
Yeah, you spend enough time around him. I'm sure you're going to be like that over the next year with your daughter, mm-hmm. where friends and family will come over to visit, and she'll say things that you clearly understand.
And everyone else is like,
and your parents will
say?
Be like, "What's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, how can you not tell she's asking for a juicy?"
I have that with like some of my my buddy Brandon, who's come out to some of our events. He's got a 2-year-old son, Rocco.
Yeah,
and Rocco's talking. I have no idea what he's saying, but they understand exactly what he needs.
Yeah.
Like this is like another language she's speaking, but they get it. They speak Rocco.
Yeah, I know East Texas and Louisiana is strong, and my wife's from East Texas, and talking with her uncles can be like that, where I'm like, I'm sorry, you know. Can you maybe spell it out?
But yeah, please.
It's a thick accent, you know, and there's significantly different ways of pronouncing words.
It's funny because when we went to London for that game in 14, I didn't like, we had some of the fans that were Scottish,
mm-hmm.
like the guys with the Tony Romo jerseys.
That is, impossible at times.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
I found the more beer that I drank, the
better
more
understood them?
I better understood them. At first, it was like I'm literally looking to people like, tell me what he said.
Yeah.
But the more those IPAs that I drank, the more I totally agree. You're absolutely right. You know, I mean, it was one of
those. Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, it was one of those. But it's funny how sometimes you look at people like, what did you say?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know what in the world you said. Here was Travis Kelce. He had his first podcast since he decided officially, I'm coming back. Huh. Right. This was his response as to why he has factored into his decision, I want to come back.
His brother's trying to build
year.
Another home.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is that I love playing the game of football.
That's a good reason.
I love playing. I still feel like I could play it at a high level and possibly at a higher level than I did last year. I don't think it was my best outing. I let my guys down in a lot more moments than I helped them, especially if you look at my track record and how I've been in years past. I want to give it a good run. I got a bad taste in my mouth on how I ended the year and how well I was playing and, you know, how accountable I was for the people around me. And I love so many people in Kansas City, both in that facility, in the community. It's home for me now. I don't want to leave that life yet. I put in a lot of hard work and I put in a lot of, you know, focus into being the best that I can for KC. Last year, it just, it didn't end well for us. I feel like there's a responsibility in me to play out the contract that I initially signed, to give Kansas City and the Chiefs organization everything that I got. And that's what I'm going to do, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that this might have been time to say sayonara.
Mm-hmm.
But he obviously still feels like he's got a lot left in the tank. I can totally get why it's
difficult.
Sounds
like he's trying to talk himself into it.
He does, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think he really wants to play, and I think the first thing he said was the most honest thing. I really love to play football, and I don't blame anybody because I would love to be able to go out and play sports just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're playing it with 80,000 people watching for the...
I wish his brother would have said, are you sure about that?
Yeah.
You sure?
You think you can play better than last year, buddy?
Man, you've had a great career. Why do you want to keep playing?
You got it all, man.
Why are you putting on extra weight if you love the game so much? You have a responsibility to your team and your teammates to actually be in shape. I would also think as a true teammate, you would have a responsibility to say, no, I'm not taking $15 to $20 million of cap space to stay here. I need to move on so you guys can have a better chance of getting this done. But it's not impossible because some players do it. You know, some players even leave when they have lots left in the tank because, you know, they're just interested in other things. But 99% of these guys need to be retired for them. It's rare that his brother can be like, you know what, man, it's just time to go. That's the rare, occasion. But usually players, you know, want to keep playing.
They do. You've got to almost like pull them off the field themselves. Last thing I wanted to get to here is Texas Tech. And they have just opened a $242 million football building that includes a barbershop and podcast studio inside it, new locker room, new weight room, two-story team lounge, hydro and cryo recovery areas. Mm. They've also got a Patrick Mahomes walkthrough room, which I guess just honors Patrick.
Oh, memorabilia maybe, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, this place, it looks unbelievable. Front Office Sports put out a picture of some
good
of the stuff
Coach
they've got here.
Them.
It's awesome.
This podcasting thing is great that's going on out there at Tech because I don't think we're far off. Remember when social media first came and coaches acted like I can ban social media from my players. But what it found out over the next 5 years is that this is a piece of young people's lives that you cannot take away from them. And you're giving yourself a massive competitive disadvantage if you do.
So I
say all that to say what Mike is doing now is going to become the norm.
The norm.
Because that's how kids communicate with their communities is they get on a video streaming thing and just talk. And it seems like media or something controversial to our generations, but for the future, we're just going to have to get used to it. It's what a lot of the players are going to want to do. And I think it's awesome they have that unfiltered access to their fan base instead of having to go through reporters who will take their stuff out of context.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's had a better handle on this than Joey Maguire.
Done a great job.
And it looks like the forefront
of college football. Won the Portal War, too. Yeah.
He did, and so the portal, they've just been crushing it. So he actually talked, and this is a short clip, we'll get to this, and then we can boogie out of here, but how they decided the old school recruiting ways, it's not going to work here. And the GM and the stuff when it comes to like running this like a football team, Joey Maguire talks about how they knew they needed to make a change there at Tech.
How did you know that was something where the game was going and you were going to hire a GM and you knew what was coming, but how did you get to that point?
I always struggled with the old school model. I've got four guys that all they do 24/7 is watch film and evaluate players. One of them was an NFL scout. So he knows NFL traits and what they're looking at. And he has trained these guys. And I said, so let's do the opposite. Let's let these guys create the guys that we're going to watch. We do want the input from the coaches. But those coaches are spending a lot of time now coaching and developing relationships with our current team. And so it's an easier model and it's a more efficient model.
He's got the right idea.
He does.
Yep. You got to totally remake it.
Yep. He did.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he's got former scouts that are NFL scouts. Like, what are we looking at? What are the traits that we want? Like, we want players that are going to end up going to the NFL. It's a good way to start right there. I'm hoping Texas Tech turns around here. You end up running the Big 12 soon.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a fun story?
It would be
fun. If you could get that figured out, what it takes. Oh, I know a lot of people are rooting for him.
Yeah.
Okay, when we come back, it's time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial-free to the top. LA Live at 540. Quite a development in Arizona for your Texas Rangers. We'll tell you what Sands told us earlier coming up next here in the G-Bag.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Nation, shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. Let's hit it. We'll go commercial free to the top. LA Live's coming up in 15 minutes, and we're going to talk Mavs here, we're going to talk Cowboys, and we're going to talk about your Texas Rangers. Salute to Jared Sandler, who joins us after every spring training Rangers game. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com. He said he believes Teodo is going to lead the team in saves this year. That sounds like a closer to me. Dude struck out the side in order in the 9th inning today to get the save against the Reds. Well, Chuck, we saw him last week. It might have been the day that you and Broadus and Chief were kind of half in the bag, but mm-hmm. I'm sure you noticed, even through those inebriated eyes, the guy throws fire. He's got a lot of movement on that pitching.
The sinker and the slider, man. I mean, those seem to be the two pitches that he was using to work those three straight Ks. And the sinker was working really well for him. I mean, that's what Jared was talking about. He's got a great spin on it. The velocity's there. I mean, his velocity was hitting over 97, 98 for all of those. One he got fouled off of, and then he came right back through the slider. So he's got a good mix there between the two pitches. But it's all about the location. Like, as long as he's got that slider dialed, Emiliano Teodo, he is nasty. The stuff is there. And for a team that you're going into the season, you don't necessarily know for sure who the closer is. I think Chris Martin gets the first crack. That's what we've heard. But I like this call here from Jared. He could end up being right. That's exciting.
Makes sense. He's 24 years old. I think he's the second-ranked pitching prospect in the Rangers organization after Kamar Rocker. Last year in the minor leagues, his ERA was under 2, and he was, I believe, with Frisco at least for part of it. So, a guy that's been making his way up, we've been hearing his name for a couple of years, and if that's indeed the development they get, that Teodo is your closer for the majority of the season or even half the season, that would be just be an incredible development to get a guy with that kind of talent to be able to backstop your bullpen. Rangers are, by the way, and this is why it's so important, spending the sixth most in Major League Baseball. And I know I call Ray McDuck at times and talk about these Scrooge billionaires and this, that, and the other thing, and he's worried about the luxury tax. But, I mean, I do have to recognize this is just $30 million below the Dodgers, although that should be more because of Ohtani's salary being deferred. The highest spending team is the Mets at 333. The Rangers are, at 240. The Astros are at 244. So, something to keep an eye on. Mariners just at 145. But when it comes to getting the sort of financial commitment that is, expected of a market size of this, I'd say Ray's doing it. It was just a bummer when they didn't bring back Montgomery and didn't do a better job of defending the World Series title last year. The A's are spending just $66 million. So the Rangers spending like $180 million more on their total payroll compared to who are now the Sacramento A's. But I do think it's worth noting that while we've talked so much about how the Dodgers and what they're doing, is this bad for baseball, there's teams spending more. I think it comes down to, are you right? And the Mets have been doing this for four decades now. They haven't won the World Series since 1986. They just keep spending money, and it doesn't guarantee you anything. What you need to do is draft and develop well and be able to find bargains. And, so far, Chris Young's done a pretty dang good job of that. Did get good news on Adolis Garcia today. Oblique strain. Not even a grade one strain, Broadus. Look at that. He's going to be on track for opening day.
Yeah, there was, everything Hell that we were hearing, though, was like, this was something that can maybe affect opening day, but then you get the news that, no, it doesn't even line up in the grade category, somewhere between 0 and 1.
This is just cautionary.
The more you think about that, and as hard as he swings, the violence that he swings at the plate, I was just worried that this was going to be a 6 to 8 week kind of thing, and the next thing you know, it's like, well, here he's
into
behind
April.
Into April, and then
here
he's trying to come back, and he doesn't look the same, and blah, 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 blah. But, hey, it's great news.
The way last year went with the bat speed coming down, if you add to that an oblique strain and he's got to miss part of the season, I think the chances of you having a big year are significantly decreased. I mean, you need this guy to hit about at least 240, maybe above 250, 260 would be amazing with 30, 35 home runs if, you want this thing to come together the way that it needs to in order to be a first-place team and have everybody excited. And we need it, don't we, right now with how the Cowboys season went and the Mavs season? Right now you have the Stars and the Rangers to look at. FC Dallas off to a decent start, but they might be a year or two of building away from having the kind of complete team that can compete. Dak's contract officially restructured gives them a big chunk of cash. They do have the ability to go make something happen with like $55 million, but it might come to, hey, this is just the money that we're going to need to bring back our guys. And if that's all they do, then I don't think you can complain if they brought back like Tank and Jordan Lewis and Osa.
Be as negative because I felt like the like 2 years ago, that wave of depth and all that went out the door, and you're thinking, okay, if there's another round of more depth going out the door, You know,
we're done.
Yeah. Can they replace everybody? And
it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. But if they bring back, if they can bring back like they did Osa, mm-hmm. they bring back Tank. They, I know they're not probably gonna bring back Golston, but you get Jordan Lewis. It made me feel better because I was going into the thought that maybe that none of those guys were gonna come back. You get say two of the four. Then
you get Osa and Jordan Lewis. You feel better. Pretty good.
I still feel like though that they're gonna have to. These last two drafts, somebody from these last two drafts are going to have to. Your best chance of that happening was Overshown.
Yeah.
And then he got hurt. But they've got to. Mozzie's got to be better.
They got to have Kalen Carson step up.
Carson, Sam Williams, finally thinking, you know, Sam Williams, we kind of talked about him last year. Is he going to be a starter? Can he replace Tank? You know, those are the things that you're going to have to talk about. A lot of questions. They probably have more questions today than they did this time last year.
They were able to turn in some pretty good defensive performances in the second half of last year, even missing Diggs and Overshown.
That Diggs, and that
DeMarcus
Diggs
Lawrence.
Thing, that Diggs thing can be a real mess for them.
Yeah.
Because there's no guarantee when he's even coming back.
Yeah.
So that your corner situation is not great. And I could see why, you know, and that's why when Zach and I were doing the exercise during Krusty's corner, you throw Will Johnson in there.
Absolutely. I mean, if he's
and,
there,
and you
12,
throw Amos in there.
Real
you're consideration. You're having to throw in when you're starting to talk about every selection they have, first, second, third rounds.
Yeah.
Cornerback needs to be potentially one of the considerations in that stack. You know, where's the corner on that board?
Yeah.
You know, so.
But I think point holds that even though they were devastated by injuries last year with just a handful of guys in Micah Parsons, you were able to put out a serviceable defense. You get Osa back, Jordan Lewis, and, you know, by the end of the year, I think the defense could be pretty dang good.
I think the best they played against anybody last year was when they played against the Commanders.
Yeah.
How they dealt with that quarterback of the Commanders twice, I think it's pretty impressive how that worked out. But there were some games where you kind of like were going, and you're right, later in the season.
Yeah,
the Eagles' second half was good.
But the beginning of the season, man, and Mike could say, well, you know.
It was terrible.
I should have done my own thing, that kind of thing. Well, damn, Mike, you should have done it from day one.
Well, Jerry's answer to will you be more aggressive, he said, I don't think aggressive is the right word. I'm not looking at free agency as a place to fill void. So maybe more this year or more retaining. Maybe there will be some funds left to do some shopping in a mid-tier free agency instead of the bottom. But
yeah.
still don't expect anything big, even though they did free up what is now $55 million, and they could free up another 15 or so. And they could definitely build some depth and some quality with that kind of money to play with. And there's just no reason they would open that up and do nothing with it. So it will be spent. CeeDee Lamb talking about some of the wide receivers he likes in the draft. I do love his honesty when he said, I can't do it by myself.
Yeah.
I love that. He says he likes a lot of these guys as well. McMillan and Luther Burden. Sounds like he's a college fan or he's at least paying attention to the draft process. He says he likes Emeka from Ohio State and Tez Johnson at Oregon. Mm. Can you get a quality wide receiver without getting one at 12? Is 44 sure. going to be a plug-and-play type of guy?
Absolutely you can. Yeah.
Likely won't be Cooper Kupp. Les Snead saying the Rams are looking to find a trade partner for Kupp, and while he didn't rule out the receiver staying, he says that is the least likely option, but they're probably looking at a release of him if hitting free agency.
Would you guys consider bringing back Amari Cooper?
Yeah, I would, absolutely. I wonder if that was
Amari Cooper and a draft and, you know, trying to maybe.
Yeah. I mean, clearly Amari and Dak had a tremendous connection. And now I think that he's certainly at the stage of his career where he's probably comfortable being a number two next to CeeDee Lamb. You know that that works.
Yeah. I would, you know. Do you think Jerry's moving on from it?
I probably felt like you guys were going to say, yes, I would do it. I just wonder if they
I had heard that Mike was a problem with Amari.
Mike.
McCarthy.
See, there you go. Mike's coaching up Quinn Ewers and Plano. He's not a problem anymore.
Yeah.
Think about bringing Amari Cooper
back. We might have been like, this was a... And maybe it was. I don't know. Not in the building, right? Mm-hmm. Not privy to all that information. But there were some whispers like Mike McCarthy. It annoyed him. The practice stuff annoyed him that we heard about Amari.
Well, we remember the Philadelphia game where they were driving for like a tying touchdown or something like that. Remember the game? And then Amari wasn't even on the field. Yeah.
Late in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy with it at the right price. I think Amari Cooper could still give you 700-800 yards or something. I don't think he's a star or anything like that anymore. But it's not hard to be the Cowboys' second-best wide receiver. Do you think the Eagles will regret the Saquon Barkley contract? Let me ask you that. 36 guaranteed, 2 years and 41. I mean, the upside is amazing. He won you the Super Bowl. You owe it maybe to him to try again, but that injury history is massive. 2 years and $40 million. You know, you go to the injury metrics that fantasy football does. Every time he takes the field, there's a 5% chance in every game that he plays he's going to get hurt in. And maybe that's the reality of the modern running back. I don't know if there's a better option. I think I would have done the deal as well, Brian. But I'm thinking, man, this thing is probably going to end with another Barkley injury.
Well, this is where you're at because it's very reminiscent, and it didn't end up for the 49ers with a Super Bowl run, but they went and got McCaffrey, and it worked out really well for them for a couple of years. And then what happened with McCaffrey? Then he gets hurt, and they fall off the map offensively. So
he might not ever be the same player.
Yeah, this is the possibility. This is what you're dealing with right now, is that you have a guy that traditionally does get hurt. Last year he stayed completely healthy and was one of the top players in the league, regardless of the position. I just wonder now if they're not thinking of a McCaffrey situation, but that's what I would compare it to.
I think the smartest GM would be like, wow, we just got lucky. Barkley stayed healthy the whole time. We won the Super Bowl. Time to move on, right? We had the hottest hand in the craps game for a couple of hours, and now it's the dice have passed, and it's time to go. But, I mean, when you've won a Super Bowl, emotions change.
You wonder, though, too, with the coordinator change, will they use him the same way? Is that the blueprint of how to use him, and will this coordinator do that? That's the question.
I guess they elevated somebody from within, so maybe.
Yeah.
But you do have the injury risk there with Barkley, 100%. Yeah. I mean, if anybody deserves it, he's the one, but you are kind of holding your breath every time he touches the ball.
Yeah, I mean, some of the
good
runs he's
bad.
Had.
No doubt.
It's just clear he's the best to me. Brad Townsend asking about a curse of Luka. The premise of this to me is, I mean, you traded away a guy because you were worried he wouldn't be available, and you replaced him with a less available star, and now nobody's available. You're looking at playing G League guys and two-way contract guys and 10-day contract guys. So I guess kind of be careful what you wish for. Could actually be spun into maybe a children's book or something if you look at it, you know, cautionary tale.
Yeah, if you go back, and Zach was talking about this in our pre-show there a little bit, you go back and look at the timeline for the Mavs since.
Oh, God. We'll look at that in an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
going to
do that a little bit later on.
There you go. Gotcha.
That one, you know, I think could play out for a long, long time. Mm. You know, and I do want to jump into the conversation as well. Do you need to look at trading away as many of your players as possible if it doesn't get off to a good start next year? I think it could totally be broken down at the trade deadline next year, and that might be the best thing to do. But right now, egotistically, like, Nico might be so dug into this idea and trying to see this through to prove himself right that you need a new GM to look at this with fresh eyes and say, no, actually, we do need to trade an Anthony Davis. We do need to trade Kyrie Irving if he opts in. And maybe everybody not named like Derek Lively should be on a trade option so you can get your draft picks and start working towards your next championship window. I do want to bring this thing back for one run, though, just to see if it could crystallize because of that three quarters that we got against the Houston Rockets. That looked like maybe the best defensive team I'd ever seen. And that was with Lively out still.
When are we getting our news tomorrow about looks?
Yeah,
okay.
It's a big day tomorrow, March 6th. Mm. Getting your updates on your bigs. Time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has LA Live.
Colorado.
I'm watching this, Lucy. It's fascinating.
Shoot, dude. Yeah. They got some real military dudes out there working out the football team during the offseason.
Carrying logs and stuff?
Logs. Half a trees. They're doing leg workout with half a trees. They got batteries in both hands. Wow. Okay, son.
Did a gymnast. Full on backflip.
Yeah, they're doing car batteries, 100 yards. You got to jog it there and jog it back. My God, what a military. Them 8-count bodybuilders? Yeah. Y'all know about them 8-count bodybuilders?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
Wouldn't even attempt it.
Yeah, I don't know, Lucius. All right, let's get into a Butt Naked Wednesday edition of LA Live right after the great and toxic Rick James.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
California is taking an unusual approach to catch porn pirates red-handed.
Porch pirates, yes.
Pardon me. California is taking...
Pardon me? Gosh darn it.
I thought she had a real story.
It said porn.
It's butt naked Wednesdays.
Nah.
Wednesdays.
Yeah. Hey, this is LA Live for Wednesday, March 5th.
Sorry, the 5th.
2025. It is a butt naked Wednesday here in LA. Hold on, man. I gotta get that. I'm sorry. I love you, Rick, but I'm gonna go to another Rick jam. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna just go to another Rick jam because. Hey, there we go. This is a butt naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu. I too was born underwater with $3.06. Peace to the gods out there. Hey. Yeah, that boy LA has knowledge himself, son. You can't fool me. I promise you. I see you moving. And I know today's math, all that fly stuff. Stay woke, hotel, because we vibrating. Hey. Oh, hey. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That's greystone-roofing.com. So tis the season. It's the season, bro.
A lot of quotes going out today.
Yeah, a lot of quotes after all that wind.
Tough job up there, too. G-Back of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all. Find G-Back Nation on Twitter. All of our @'s are in the bio. All right. This dude right here driving home. Feel like he caught up with the person that stole his bike. This lady, looks like she's dealing with a little substance abuse issue, and she has the world's largest Big Gulp cup in her hand.
crazy similar how your bike looks exactly like mine. Is that a 1994 Nutra? Oh, it is a Nutra. Look at that, the words right underneath your cooter.
No.
It's mine, so yes, you dumb. No, you're gonna follow me. No, you're gonna ride your fat ass up there. You're gonna take that bike home. You're coming with me. No, you're absolutely not. You got a name? You got a name? Oh, you don't have a name. Oh my God.
Oh no.
Thievery at its finest. You
That's
what?
Its worst.
Oh yeah, I paid $600. What he said, right? For a bike from the early 90s? Are you? You always gotta ride by the scene of the crime. I bet you live within walking distance of this bitch. You got a name?
Yeah.
I bet you don't. I'm so glad to have my bike back. I'll be back in a second to come pick her up. Bye? Ha ha, you dumb bitch.
Wow.
Bike meant a lot to him. Good looking bike too.
1994.
Yeah,
looked it up.
Classic.
He knows the year and the type of bike and everything, bro.
Yeah, dude,
that's my bike.
Yeah,
I put that scratch right there. You see that? That's a B that and a G. That's me. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a bucket naked Wednesday.
His parents probably made him save up for that bike.
Man, sentimental value that bike right there. He's got like photos of the bike next to a Christmas tree or something.
Yep.
Ribbon on it.
Yeah. Shout out to NBA player Royce O'Neal.
Royce O'Neal.
I reported about him a few months ago, but check this out, man. Royce O'Neal, Phoenix Suns power forward, done pulled a baddie from power.
There you go.
God dog it.
Really?
He's now engaged to actress Paige Hurd.
Oh, Mark Church's girl.
Yeah,
Mark Church. Oh, the celebrity crush.
This is Royce. Yeah,
Royce O'Neal's girl, but Mark Church's celebrity's crush.
Don't do that, celebrity bro. You're gonna make Royce O'Neal crash out because I know he's boy. This is kicking out your league.
I got Mark's got some riz.
A little bit.
Got a little bit. Yeah, he done pulled a baddie from power. He's now engaged to actress Paige Hurd. Buddy is from Killeen. Buddy is from Harker Heights High School, and he's got one of them baddies. CTX stand up.
Dallas,
I ain't gonna do no hating right here, man.
He's a good player.
Yeah. Okay, is he?
Yeah, he's a pretty good player. Yeah.
Okay.
A little streaky. He'll shoot a lot of threes on you. When they're going in, he's a problem.
I ain't praying for nobody's downfall or nothing. I just, you know, wishing him nothing but love from this point on.
He took one of the Hall of Famers out of the game, though.
He took one out of the game, bro.
Nice job, Royce.
He took one out of the game.
Great comeback from the Suns last night. He's on fire. Man, yeah. I think they were down 23 to the Clippers.
I bet he is.
I went to bed. I was like, wait, they won? How'd that happen? I mean, the crowd was booing them. The Phoenix crowd was like, boo. They were playing the worst defense ever. So all of a sudden, KD and Coach Bud get into an argument, and then the Suns go crazy and win.
Yeah, boy, feeling good right now, but he's walking on cloud nine. Yeah. God, dog it, man.
What's your name, Paige Hurd?
Yeah. You should see the comments. There's a whole lot of love in the comments.
He is from Dallas.
A whole lot of brothers crashing out, man.
A lot of haters.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Bucket Naked Wednesday. Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards files a motion claiming he does not want visitation rights or custody of his four-month-old daughter.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty right there. How many kids does this man have at this point?
I don't know.
He's pretty young, too.
He is young.
Yeah, I got to figure out how many kids he has.
Let's see.
Somebody do some Googles for me. I got a lot going on right here. It really is. But, yeah, life is going to catch up with you, brother.
Yeah, it will.
You got to protect yourself out here. You're making big money right now, but pretty soon everybody's going to be taxing you.
I think that'd be the 3x3 that he's in right now, according to Us Weekly. You got three baby mamas, three babies.
Jeez. Yeah, man, life is going to catch up with you, bro. Slow down a little bit, fam. Hey.
No, we're looking at four now, the 4x4 at age 23. Ouch, dude.
Uh-oh.
And he'd be cussing during interviews. Mm. I mean, I like that he's being his authentic self, but you just got to grow it up a little bit, son.
Yeah, they're saying he's one of the best leaders. Like, he's always cheering for the role players. I mean, he fired off the bench the other night and had this big party after a dunk. Like,
yeah.
He is great at that. But I can't respect anybody that doesn't want to own their kids.
Yeah. I mean, he there's a whole lot to it, he said.
Is there?
He tried to put it on the lady. Like, she moved to California so she can get more money because she was pregnant at the time and all this stuff. Hey, man. Still, you gotta wrap it up, son.
Yeah, I'll give you one of those.
You got to wrap it up, bro. Yeah, I'll give you one.
I mean, the 4x4 story was actually from December, so we might be at five.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards makes me feel like how old white dudes feel about Deion Sanders. My aunt called about Anthony Edwards. She was like, hey, did you see how he was talking to Obama? I would never let you talk like that to Obama. All right.
Popular guy, though.
Yeah. Hey, you know, slow it down, brother. That's all I'm saying. Meanwhile, ex-Laker Trevor Ariza wants full custody of his 14-year-old son. Look at that man. Stand up.
Stand up.
Trevor Ariza says his ex-wife, Bree Anderson, has only been texting and calling their 14-year-old son occasionally. She says she likes Montel and Master P occasionally. They were married for 4 years and had two kids. Trevor pays her $10,000 a month for a kid that's been living with him, basically. And he's like, well, I might as well get custody. You only call in and text every once in a while. I'm paying you $10,000 a month. Let the boy live here. I bet she's going to pop out then.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to pop out then.
She was counting on another 4 years of that paycheck.
$10,000 a month. Yeah, I'm popping back up.
She's about to turn into Supermom.
Yes. Donna Reed.
Donna Reed.
Donna Reed. Trevor also paid his ex a one-time lump sum of about $650K in exchange for Bree to waive off her future rights to spousal support. Married 4 years and you get a $600K spousal support? Wow, man, the game is scary out here, fam. You gotta slow down.
It's just so fun to live responsibility and accountability free, you know, and at a young age, you haven't had the experience to show you how troubling that can be, you know?
Yeah, it catches up.
It catches up, bro.
It catches up.
Like, I mean, I'm sure if you're Anthony Edwards, you're thinking, wow, I'm going to make over $1 billion in my career. Doesn't matter.
I think it's never going to end,
right? Yeah.
And then it starts ending, and then these bills stay the same. In fact, you'd have made a whole lot more bills, and they got things they need to do. Yeah. Everybody wants to go to college at the same time. Mm-hmm. Hey, you better call your dad, Michael Jordan, see if you can get some help.
Yeah.
I'm out on this one.
Yeah,
good financial planner.
Yeah. All right, let me get this one more time. Do. Hey, one more for the road, boys. Oh, wait a minute.
Did you see Dwight Howard's reaction to Kyrie's new look?
No.
Get well, Kyrie, by the way.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, Dwight Howard. He likes it. He likes it.
Does he?
The no beard look?
How much does he like?
What we're talking about?
He added Kyrie Irving. He added that man. And he said, I like it shaved with the eyes.
Oh, he's shooting
like,
a shot.
I like it shaved with the eyes.
Dwight.
Dwight Howard.
Group texts are on fire around the league. Like, hey, do you see how?
Yeah, you see what?
Hey, yo.
Back at it again. Like, you never left.
Dwight Howard, you a wild boy, bro.
I like it.
Didn't he have, like, what's he on the IR or something for injuring his butt?
Dwight Howard was?
Real talk.
Yeah, I think you're right about this. I do remember something about some IR booty.
But he's got his cheek busted and had to sit down.
Yeah.
Look it up.
A little too rough.
Oh, I ain't lying, bro. LA Live 105.3, the fan on the Toxic 2. No, this is not toxic. This is the Butt Naked Wednesday, but it feels kind of toxic, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does feel toxic.
Feels kind of toxic. North Carolina woman locked her boyfriend in a storage unit. He was in there for a few days, in fact. A
few days?
Yeah, she hit his phone. I don't know how he didn't find his phone. I don't, like, it didn't light up one time in the dark in there and see it. I can understand it being on vibrate or something, but he finally found it, called for help. This is from a 52-year-old woman. You would think she would, you know, you would grow out of that type of behavior. But no.
Peter Pan over here.
No, it's not.
Growing up.
It's not. Let's go to ABC 7 Chicago for this little ditty.
This was the desperate call for help after a man spent days trapped inside a storage unit.
I've been locked in a storage unit for about a week now, and I just now found my phone.
Wow. A week in a storage unit, bro.
Still had battery, dude. That's lucky.
A week. She never came back to check on you or nothing.
She's going to let you die in there.
She's going to let you die in there.
Police say the 51-year-old was locked inside the locker by his girlfriend during an argument, the woman allegedly tricking him into looking for an item towards the back of the packed unit before proclaiming, this is what you get.
No, wait.
This is what you
go look for it way back in the back. Mm. It's from Carlito's way. Hey, man, you want a beer? There's something in there way down at the bottom, mano. Reach down at the bottom.
Oh, no.
Slamming the door shut.
She double locked my lock, and I don't know how she put me in here, but she put me in here.
It took 4 days without food, water, or power for the man to finally find his phone in the darkness, lost in the chaos of what detectives called a hoarder's paradise.
I just need out of here. I just can't breathe. I haven't had nothing to drink or anything.
Soon after the call, the man was freed and treated for dehydration. The girlfriend, 52-year-old Robin Deaton, is now wanted for kidnapping, false imprisonment, and attempted murder.
Yep.
Rhiannon Alley, ABC News, New York.
That better be like life in jail, you know? Yeah. We got these people doing life sentences for nonviolent crimes.
He didn't sound too urgent. Maybe it's because he was so weak from not having any water or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, dude, he's going to take her back.
I'm surprised.
I feel like he's going to take her back.
He probably is.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to take her back.
I got some food in my belly.
She's going to come with the crying, and I'm sorry. I was just, you know, going through it, and my dad, and, you know, it's all types of stuff is going to be coming at him. And he's like, I guess I'll take her. Damn. Take her back, or you'll be looking like a Reza paying that $10K a month for a kid that lives with you.
Mm. I'll take her in the back 40. Put her down.
Old Yellow.
Woo! Cast right there, baby. Turn around.
Yeah.
Look at the rabbits.
Look at the rabbits.
Oh, no.
All right, man. My name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'm talking about the body of water, not the people fighting for their land. I will holla. Peace.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. I don't think there's a jury in the land that would convict me. You know?
I don't think so. How long were you in there, sir? 5 days, and she hit your phone. Wow. All right. Well, hey.
Can you imagine the feeling of exhilaration when you're sifting around in the dark there, and you finally feel that phone? You hit the power button.
It's got a few
percent. It still
left.
Has some.
But yeah. 15%.
Must have been a newer phone.
Just enough.
Yeah. It's good timing on getting the new phone. Okay. We are your home of the Rangers here on 105 Through the Fan. Every night at 6 o'clock, Woolchuck delivers around the bases. What kind of baseball gold do you have for us, buddy?
Is this the worst kept secret in surprise in an offseason report card that dunks all over the crap we had from ESPN yesterday? That's next.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.